Hey guys, back once again. It's Jen and Barry behind the console over here.
Yes.
Before we even get started, Barry, I owe you an apology.
For what for this time?
I was wrong last week when I said that Tom Hiddleston had a brother. He absolutely does not. He has the two sisters that you named. You were 100% correct. So.
Okay. All right.
So apologies and apologies to you guys out there. Yeah, you know, we always want to get the right information when we can.
That's true. So, last week's episode has been one of our most popular episodes. So
hey,
maybe we'll
figure.
Follow up on it with an episode about Johnny that's in a similar vein.
Right. Similar fashion. My goodness, I could probably talk about Johnny for days. So, you know.
Sometimes it feels like you do.
I probably kind of do. Yeah.
So, so this week, not only are we going to be talking about just kind of everything Johnny related, right?
Right.
But are you going to mention that we might have a special...
Oh, we might actually have a special voice coming in tonight, a very dear friend of mine. Kind of bored, got nothing else to do, so we figure we'd... bring him in, let him call in, and put him on the show.
Yeah, so he'll be joining us in just a little while.
Yeah, in just a little while. As long as everything works out on his end, he'll be calling us.
Cool.
So.
All right, so you wanted to kind of start off with our usual caveat. Right.
Right.
That, you know, obviously we try to get all the information correct. If anything we don't have,
right.
You know, like last week.
Guys, y'all
have
to forgive me. I'm a little bit of a basket case today. So if I'm a little slow, man, that's okay. I'm still ahead of you.
That's true.
So, but yeah, absolutely. We try to get the most accurate information we can. And if any of you have been, on the internet lately, you know there are hundreds of sites with many different quote facts.
Oh yeah, there's tons of those, like, you know, trivia about Johnny Depp,
right?
Or top 10 things you didn't know.
Oh yeah, gotta love those.
So
excuse me for just a second.
So yeah, some of those are accurate,
and
some of them not so much.
And some of them are not so much. We try our best to, you know, to weed out the the really inaccurate ones. But if you hear an inconsistency, if you hear something that is just blatantly not true, hey, let us know. Give us an email. You can catch us at deppheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. And that is all lowercase, no spaces, all one word.
Yep. And we do have a Facebook page. It's called Jen Barry.
The Facebook page is Jen Barry, and the Instagram page is Deppheads and Hiddlestoners, so we should be pretty easy to find. I can get this one involved. Maybe we can start putting out some TikToks as well. We'll have to see how that goes.
Oh, I don't know about that. But, we can see. Now, before we get into our kind of trivia and just interesting facts, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we are coming up on Christmas.
Yes, we are.
Right. So, if somebody said, Jennifer, I want to watch 3 Johnny Depp movies on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
Hmm. Now, as far as I can remember, he hasn't actually made any Christmas movies.
Not really, no.
All right, so it's
however,
not going to be, it's not going to be like, you know, oh, he's not in the Santa Claus 15 or anything.
Edward Scissorhands.
All right, so why Edward Scissorhands on Christmas Day?
Oh my goodness, have you not seen the movie?
Yeah, but although, to be honest with you, it's been like 20 years.
That's the whole, she starts out as an old lady talking to her granddaughter, telling her about Edward.
Okay.
And her granddaughter at the very end asks her how she knows that Edward is still alive. Uh-huh. And she says, well, before he came here, it never snowed.
Mm.
Now it does.
Okay.
I think we have a call.
Oh, okay. All right.
Give me just a second, guys. Hey, what's up?
All right. So we have our special guest with us.
Yeah. All right, baby, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. My name's Kerry. Long-time fan of Johnny Depp and a lot of kind of his contemporaries.
Right. You're in the same generation as me. You know, we grew up with Edward Scissorhands and Nightmare on Elm Street and all of that. So what was your introduction to Johnny? What was the movie or the show that got you into all that?
I would say kind of that for me, it was a triple bill where it was, I had seen him in Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, I loved horror movies back in the day. I didn't really pay attention to him.
Right.
Guy that died, that was very interesting. I was more impressed with the death that was
the volcano of blood. How could you not love that?
I wasn't
really like looking at the guy's acting ability. That was a pretty spectacular, you know, introduction. But I think for me it was kind of that Benny and June and Wes Eating Gilbert Grape.
Absolutely good. Yeah. Good titles all.
Yeah,
very
right
good.
Ed Wood
was fantastic. We're going to have to do that one probably after the new year.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Me too.
All right, so let's roll right on in and get started. A few things that you may not know. Johnny has always been very selective over the movie roles he decides to take.
Okay.
And he actually turned down two very distinctive roles that ended up, you know, making the men who played those characters absolute stars. He turned down the role of Sam in Ghost, 1990. That was eventually played by Patrick Swayze, opposite Demi Moore.
Yep.
He was offered that role and turned it down. Another role he turned down in favor of one of his close friends.
Uh-huh.
Was Jack in Titanic. He actually turned it down in favor of Leonardo DiCaprio taking that role. So,
I would have to think he'd have to kind of feel bad about turning down Titanic.
Now, I don't know.
It's one of the biggest movies of all freaking time.
I have to say, Dustin Hoffman said it best.
Yeah?
He's been quoted as saying that... talking about Johnny, he is one of the few actors of his generation who have made a concerted effort not to be a movie star. The man is an artist.
I kind of feel that he feels that way. You know, he did mostly a lot of independent movies, and he...
Oh, God, yeah,
on his own terms, you know.
Right, and the list of independent films and... like films from the UK and France, and they outnumber his States films.
Right.
Heavily. He's actually credited with at least, I could only find 69, but I think there's more, with 69 different roles in film. And that is not including his music videos. It's not including his cameos that he's done on various different TV shows, and it's not including 21 Jump Street. So that is frigging impressive. Since 1984, he's been credited with at least 69 different roles.
I think if he had been in Ghost, that would have been an intriguing role for him.
I'm milling that over too.
I can't see it.
I wonder.
I'm glad it was Patrick Swayze. He was perfect.
Well, it's kind of like bringing Hiddleston auditioning to play Thor. You know, he's an amazing actor, but he would not have been right for that part. And I'm seeing Johnny that same way.
I just wonder if it would have led to, and of course Johnny is very picky about his roles. But
extremely.
I wonder if it would have led to him getting offered a bunch of kind of romantic leading man kind of roles.
But that's exactly what he did not want to do.
Right.
Being a heartthrob embarrassed him.
Yeah. Well, me too. You know,
I know,
same
Barry,
thing
you
with
have
me.
That, you have that trouble Yeah. I literally have to walk around him with a stick, man.
Yeah.
Can't have it. I'm telling you. But yeah, when he was younger, when he first got into making movies and doing that whole acting thing, he really did not like being called a heartthrob, and he hated seeing himself in magazines and, you know, hated doing photo shoots, and he would much rather be out there talking to his fans, meeting his fans, you know, signing autographs rather than, you know, standing in front of a whiteboard all day doing, you know, stupid poses. So,
right, right.
But yeah, we've already mentioned his first ever film.
I do have to say, though, while I agree that Titanic is not the kind of film that he, you know, would be probably like to be associated with, owning Caribbean islands is not cheap.
Yes, I know. And he does own one. He actually does own one. He owns his own island.
Yeah.
Coincidentally now, trivia question for you. Either one of you guys, Carrie or Barry. Let's see which one of y'all gets it.
Okay.
He has, on his private island, one of the beaches is named for someone who used to be a very dear friend of his. Any idea?
Is it Winona?
No.
That's the only one I got.
No, I didn't say love of his life. I said dear friend.
dear friend, okay.
Was it, what's his name? The writer.
No.
Really?
No.
Was River Phoenix?
It's actually, you're really close. He's got, one of his beaches is named Heath's Place for Heath Ledger. Now,
I was thinking of the guy who did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, he shot him out of a cannon.
Thompson. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, he shot his ashes out of a cannon. But yeah, he named it Heath's Place for Heath Ledger. And I think you probably already know that he did step in to help finish the film, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Right.
Well, did you also know that not only did he step in to help save the film, he took his entire salary from that film and donated it to Heath's daughter, Matilda, for her education, for her upbringing, for her, you know, anything that she would need. To the tune of $10 to $12 million, I believe. Yeah, you could raise me on $10 million. Hey.
Yeah, just got to have the Batman origin death. You know, one of the parents are killed, and you end up kind of the
right.
You know, semi-rich child.
But yeah, you mentioned Carrie. You mentioned River Phoenix. Now, River Phoenix actually OD'd in the Viper Room, which Depp was part owner of. However, he did not die there. He actually made it out into the parking lot before he collapsed. So, but now, on another interesting note, Michael Hutchence had his last public performance at the Viper Room barely a week before he passed away in November 1997. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are who performed their opening weekend, the Viper Room's opening weekend. It opened in 1986, and River Phoenix passed in 1993, and then Michael Hutchence in 1997, and Johnny finally released his ownership of the Viper Room in 2004, I believe.
Hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, that's the... But the thing is, if you look at the history of the building where the Viper Room is, it has a very, very not-so-nice history.
Right.
So, that, I mean, it's just one of those things.
Have to go down that rabbit hole on my own time, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
That sounds pretty interesting.
What's really funny, you heard what Carrie just said, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wrote that about half an hour ago.
Nice.
I titled this I titled this podcast, Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
You guys are full of surprises on the show this evening.
Oh, yeah, always. Always, always. Oh, here's something. You know, we talked about Johnny Depp turning roles down.
Right.
But there are a couple of roles that he took that several very well-known actors had already said no to.
Okay.
Tom Cruise, Michael Jackson, Tom Hanks, and Robert Downey Jr. all were considered for Edward Scissorhands and all turned it down. So.
So they turned it down, or he beat them out for the role?
They turned it down.
Oh, okay.
Now that also brought Johnny up into contact with everyone's favorite director. And of course I can't call his name. Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And of course they got along famously from the word go. Tim Burton made the comment that, wow, I think I finally found someone who understands what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they really got along from the very first word. And since then, they have done 8 different films together, I believe. Edward Scissorhands was 1990. I believe Ed Wood was next in 1994.
Okay.
And then your favorite, Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
Was in 99. Cannot forget the animated Corpse Bride in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in 2005 as well. My favorite, Sweeney Todd in 2007. And Alice in Wonderland in 2010. And finally, Dark Shadows in 2012.
Okay.
So, hey, and then I don't care. I've heard people say Tim Burton only has, you know, one lead, one male lead, and one female lead. He's got his ex-wife and he's got Johnny. It's like, well, yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it. They work.
I did love Dark Shadows. Dark Shadows was great. I can see, sure, maybe it wasn't successful, but why it's hated by a lot of people, I really don't get the hate. I thought it was...
Oh, it's because it's so campy.
Well...
You hear, oh, it's a vampire movie, and the old Dark Shadows TV series used to be.
See, I love the old TV series. I grew up with it. And it was campy, but it was campy in a completely different way.
Right.
Yes.
And I think part of the problem, because I can watch the movie and I can enjoy it, but at the same time, it annoys me that it's called Dark Shadows. Because it sometimes parts of the movie feels like it's less, it feels like it's making fun of the whole concept. For instance, I saw... 21 Jump Street, okay? That movie felt like it was taking the basic premise of the show and turning it into a comedy, and that was fine.
Okay.
But this one, I mean, it's Barnabas Collins? No, Barnabas is, I don't know, he should be like kind of old school cool.
But the thing about it was is he took old school to a whole nother level. Okay, it might not have been old school cool,
yeah,
but it was certainly old school. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic. Yeah. Alice Cooper, that has got to be the ugliest woman I have ever seen.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought Alice Cooper looked pretty. I was like, wow.
He looked really good in that movie.
It looks like he looked in the
70s.
Very strange.
Well, that's another one of my huge celebrity crushes is Alice Cooper. Oh, man. Absolutely.
But, you know, I kind of view Dark Shadows through that prison, like when he did Mars Attacks.
Oh, right.
Where, you know, you do kind of have that. It was campy. It was kind of old. It was definitely the 60s Mars Attack cards.
Yeah. As long as...
looking lasers, you know, when it was off the chain.
As long as you can't... As long as it's not, like... so bad that you rank it with like Snakes on a Plane.
I love motherfucking Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Plane, that's fun. I mean,
why do you keep saying motherfucking Snakes on the motherfucking Plane? Because every time I say
motherfucking
Snakes on the motherfucking Plane, I get fucking paid.
I mean, when that snake bites the woman on her big fake titty, then. I think he's gone. But that's a classic cinematic moment.
Did we hang up on him, or did he hang up on us? I think he must have hung up on us.
But, yeah, so we're going to attempt to get, you know, Carrie back on the line.
Right now.
Sorry
about that, baby. I don't know what happened.
It might be me. I'm at work.
Ah.
It's a secure building, and they don't like... I can't divulge any more information.
I got you, sweetheart. you could tell me, but you'd have to kill me, right?
Please excuse me. I can't do that over the phone in this room. I'm going to have to go to another room to kill you over the phone.
Everybody knows that, you know, Johnny's first dream was to be a musician.
Right.
Now, he was never one for vocals very much. Always the guitar player. He actually has recorded 2 different songs with Oasis. He recorded in 1995. He played guitar on the song Fade Away, War Child version. On the compilation The Help album. And then in 1990, on their 1997 album, Be Here Now, he played the slide guitar on Fade In Out.
I'm not familiar with any of those songs.
No, but you got to know who Oasis is.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, I have a couple of Oasis albums. I just don't have those.
But yeah, but he always wanted to do the whole musician thing. So everybody, well, no, I got to quit saying everybody knows. His first musical performance, musical role in a movie, if I'm not mistaken, was Crybaby. And that was, when was that? 2000?
Yeah, that was back at Roger Waters and Tracy Lords. And
oh, yeah.
Not Roger Waters. I said Roger Waters. John Waters. My gosh, that would be an interesting film with Roger Waters.
1990. Crybaby was in 1990, and he did lip sync. I thought it was really him.
Yeah.
They did a fabulous job, but no, he actually did lip sync the music for Crybaby.
So, Carrie, I have to tell you, she had not seen Crybaby. And so
you're going to tell on me, aren't you?
So I gave her the film. And
DVD.
And halfway through it, as a matter of fact, I think even all the way through it, she said it was one of the worst movies she'd ever seen. She
hated it. Oh my God, I cannot believe this. It's just so over the top. But that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. And then, like a week or two later, she mentioned that she had watched it like 3 more times. And now it's like, you know, she speaks of it with reverence, you know.
Oh,
well. Wow, you get it. Okay.
Exactly. You gotta give it to Crybaby, man.
You know, it's not as over the top. You know, actually, I was pretty tame compared to the rest of John White. You know,
yes.
Have, like, the drag queen eating a turd.
Oh, God,
that's
let's
true.
Not go there.
Yeah, that was very true, yeah. I was like, oh, Crybaby, finally, you know, John Waters has gone commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he, you know, he did do the lip-syncing thing for Crybaby, but... He had one song in Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, in 2003, and he did all his own vocals in Sweeney Todd in 2007.
I'm not sure if I'd count the pirate thing as like legit singing. I mean, he's pretending to be drunk.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But on that note, do you know what's so odd about that them doing that particular song in Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. What is so odd about them doing that song in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Well, A Pirate's Life for Me, that song was originally created. Sorry, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was me.
All
right.
No worries, sweetheart. We're going to catch you up. You know the song that they do in Pirates of the Caribbean, A Pirate's Life for Me, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. That song was originally written for what Broadway play?
Was it Pirates of Penzance?
No, it was not.
I know what it was.
I got nothing. What is it?
Was it Peter Pan?
Yes, it was.
What?
It was Peter Pan and bit him.
Exactly.
Okay. It was for Peter Pan, in which Johnny Depp told the story of the play's creation as Sir James Barry in the 2004 film Finding Neverland. So,
yeah.
Once again, we're back to, you know, 6 degrees or less of separation. Yeah. But I just thought that was an interesting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, and there's only been one person who has refused to talk to, work with, discuss, whatever, anything. When they decided to put his life story on the big screen, there has only been one living person who has turned down the directors, the producers, and Johnny himself.
Mm. Was it that criminal?
It was the criminal that did that thing.
Yes.
And, you know, those other guys did the other thing. And, yep, you absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, that was right.
Whitey Bulger. Yes. Trying to think when that one came out.
When you said criminals, I guess.
Well, I mean, come on. He did Whitey Bulger.
Right.
He played Whitey Bulger. He also played, what's his name, from Blow.
True.
Okay. He,
true. Dillinger.
Yes.
Of course, you know.
He was dead, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he's not, man.
Yeah.
Start that rumor.
So I have a difficult challenge for you guys.
Oh, God, what?
All right, so let's say they were going to make a biographical movie of Johnny Depp's life.
Okay.
Johnny is too old to play Johnny.
Right.
So what actor out there would you like to see play Johnny Depp?
Taylor Lautner.
What is that? The werewolf kid from...
Yeah, he's also Shark Boy in Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Yeah.
But, I mean, does he still act?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not being mean. I just haven't seen him in anything.
To that effect, Boo Boo Stewart could do it, too.
Yeah. Who?
Boo Boo Stewart. He was also one of the werewolves. He was Seth. In the Twilight series.
Okay.
He was also...
Is there anyone not in the Twilight series that you think could do this role?
Why should I look past there? He was also in Descendants.
Oh, Boo Boo?
Yes.
Yes. I know who Boo Boo is. You've pointed him out to me.
You're making fun of his name. I hate his name too, but...
it's his name. I'm saying Boo Boo. That's his name.
That is
Boo Boo.
Yes,
Boo Boo.
Yes, it. His name is Boo Boo Stewart.
That's right. Hey, Boo Boo. All right, so you think...
I think Taylor Lautner would be...
But, I mean, do you think he has the acting chops to...
Yeah, I think he could do it. I think he could pull it off. The only thing he might have difficulty with is the attitude, because Lautner just... He's too sweet, really. Yeah. Johnny got into some shit when he was younger. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, he blamed an armadillo on wrecking his hotel room. I believe that was 1994. Let me check. 1994 at the Marks Hotel. He trashed his hotel room and tried to convince the authorities that an armadillo did it. He actually later had said that what he was going for was to tell stories so outrageous that anybody listening would think it had to be true, because nobody would tell a lie that insane.
Right.
It did work out for him.
So, I was thinking to play Johnny Depp, maybe Timothy, and I'm gonna botch his last name, Timothy Chalamet? I don't know how you say it. He's in Dune. He plays... Yeah.
Okay, so
he plays Paul Atreides.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
And he's a great actor, and he is, I think he's the next big heartthrob. because I mean he's going to be playing a Johnny role next. You know, he's filming the new version of what's the candy guy?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Because you can find pictures of
another Willy Wonka.
I showed
already?
You the picture of him.
I know, but it's just insane.
And you said the same thing I did, which is, wow, that is the sexiest Willy Wonka I've ever seen.
Willy Wonka I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, talk about your ever loving Gobstoppers.
Well then, woo.
Yeah.
And I love Gene Wilder.
Oh, I do too.
I thought, you know, but Gene Wilder was never the heartthrob sexy.
Right.
This kid definitely has it going on.
Yeah.
We're getting all the Willy Wonkas.
That's great.
Yeah. What was the quote somebody said that Depp's Willy was a little wonky?
Yes, Depp's Willy was a little wonky.
Depp's Willy was a little wonky.
It wasn't one of my favorite roles.
I enjoyed it. I really liked the music because I thought that, you know, what's his name? I'm forgetting everybody's names tonight. The composer, he was in Oingo Boingo.
Danny Elfman?
Yeah, yes. Danny Elfman did some wonderful songs on that one.
I thought they strayed too far from the original. Yeah, bringing the whole dentistry thing in.
Yeah.
But however, Johnny was allergic to chocolate when he was young.
Although some of the stuff they brought in was in the book.
Right.
It was just not in the Gene Wilder movie.
Right. So. Half the people that have ever heard of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory don't even realize it's a book.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
God, I can't believe you mentioned Oingo Boingo.
I love me some Oingo Boingo.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We're 80s, 90s kids, I think. It's definitely, we've got a niche.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah, there were some Depp roles that, you know, I'm a huge fan of his, and as a person, and as an artist, as well as his work, but there were some... As much as I love him, he's been in some movies that I've just really not cared for.
Oh, yeah.
Wacko was one of them. And Reeves, and they're actually kind of, I think, a lot from the, you know, the same cloth, and there have been just some stinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to give Keanu credit, though. Man, when you can go from Party On, Wayne, to friggin' John Wick,
Yeah. Speaking of John Wick, I would have loved to have seen Johnny Depp in that role.
Oh man,
that'd be interesting.
Wow,
you're damn right. That would probably have been comparable. Is probably the best word. Is I don't know that I can. Johnny, I love you. Please don't be mad. But I don't think anybody could have pulled that role off the way Keanu did.
Well,
not better or worse, but just the way. That he did it. It's
I was just
amazing.
Thinking of how Depp played in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Right.
Where he had that kind of...
Awesome.
Yeah, that kind of smooth, badass way of, like, moving. You know?
Swagger, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that would have been interesting in a this kind of role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see it.
I'm thinking now, yeah.
Oh, ha! Hey, Carrie, Barry already knows this because, you know, I bore him with Johnny Depp facts constantly. Who are the two influences on the way Johnny Depp portrays Captain Jack Sparrow?
I know Keith Richards.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets this other one, I'm just...
I don't know. I'd love to know, though.
Pepe Le Pew.
I see it now. Oh my god, wow.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, after you hear it, then you can look at the character and go, oh damn.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now some things make sense. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, but yeah. Oh, you know how we all, you want to go out to eat, you want to go out and drink, she takes bar bill, you know, if you get really outrageous with a lot of friends, you might have a $500 or $600 bar bill, right?
Yeah.
We've all been there. Well, Barry, maybe not so much because he doesn't drink.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, Carrie, I know me and you both have been there. Yeah. We've been there together.
It's true. I would be richer if it weren't for those.
Oh, I'm telling you. But how's this for a story? At Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse in Chicago, Illinois, which, as a matter of fact, it's still there. I had just moved back here from Illinois, just south of Chicago, a couple of years ago. Mm. So as of 2 years ago, it was still standing, still running.
Okay.
Gibson's Bar and Grill, or Bar and Steakhouse in Chicago, Illinois. Johnny and some of his buddies got together. Johnny left a $4,000 tip on a $4,400 tab.
Yeah.
I was like, man, why couldn't I have been his waitress? Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, I imagine there was a very happy server that night.
Oh, I'm sure there was. And he or she
mm-hmm.
probably split it with pretty much everybody.
Well, to rack up a $4,000 tab, I mean, it makes you wonder how many people there were. So there could have been multiple servers.
Well, you also have to remember, you don't do anything but top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
When you're,
oh, yeah.
you know, when you're that elite,
right?
You know, you don't ask for bar brand whiskey. You know, you give them the order to go down to the liquor store and pick up the brand that you want.
Right.
That is how things work.
Yeah.
And you know, I could just imagine thinking I know how the man is. Of course, I've never met him, but some. Yeah, I could just see him, you know, round for the house.
Yeah.
Hey, get the wait staff around, too. I mean, you can see him doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So, but, yeah.
Yeah, and you know that restaurant manager was probably like, oh, my God. Like, you're right, everything's top shelf. It's like, bring me the two busboys that have the cleanest shirts.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, don't bring Maurice from the back. We need, like, you know.
Yeah, bring me Troy and Ken.
Yeah.
Exactly. I couldn't even imagine. Those poor kids are probably falling all over themselves because this is not an elite place to go, okay?
Right.
This is, you know, there's no velvet ropes. There's no, you know, that's just, it's not this place. This is like an Applebee's times two, okay?
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but yeah. it's not the place that you would imagine Johnny Depp or
Chicago, Illinois, probably,
you know, you would not even imagine that, you know, you would look up to see Johnny Depp walking in.
Right.
So, you know, as soon as he walked in, the manager is going to be thinking one of two things. Oh, my fucking God, it's Johnny Depp. Or, oh, shit, it's Johnny fucking Depp.
Yeah.
Is one or the other. There is no middle ground.
Yeah.
So.
On the safe side, I'd probably go with the second one.
Yeah.
But after that, the first one, oh my God, it's Johnny fucking Depp.
I'm telling you.
I got through it. Now I'd love to shake your hand, sir. Thank you so much for your patronage.
Yeah.
And not causing a scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All a man has to do is, like, appear and he causes a scene.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I ever got a chance to meet him, I would have to make sure I had a good friend with me when I met him.
Mm.
Because I know me, and I get stunned stupid on a normal day.
Mm.
Yeah, walking face-to-face with Johnny Depp, I would be like...
Oh, I wouldn't be afraid to go up to Johnny unless he was with that armadillo who trashed his hotel room.
Now, if he had the armadillo in his pocket, we would. Yeah, that would not work.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
Oh, let me guess. You know the armadillo in his pocket, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I really, you know, I love your work, sir, but I've got to know what the deal was with the armadillo. You know, I won't tell anybody else. I don't want an autograph or anything. Because I believe you, Johnny.
Oh, absolutely. might not believe him very much about the armadillo, but I know he's 100% right about the fucking snake. Sorry, she who must not be named.
That's what I figured you were talking about. Yeah,
I knew that was quite, I was kind of wondering if you guys,
Yeah, we try not to mention her because Barry really doesn't want to see me go to jail for terroristic threats. So, I try to keep her name out my mouth. Because...
Well...
Oh, yeah.
Well...
Yeah.
I think it's been big, kind of a public relations battle, but he said, she says, and I think that the internet and most Westerners have voted that he was clearly in the right.
Oh, honey, he's got surveillance videos, he's got audio files, he's got other witness accounts, and he's got Amber herself saying that she hit him, she threw things at him, she abused him, she punched him, she gave him a black eye, she cut the tip off his finger. Amber herself said these things. So, hey.
So,
but see, this is what you get from messing around with babies. Leave the babies alone, guys.
So, So, before we get completely off on this topic, we should keep moving.
All right. Oh, speaking of babies.
Oh my, all right, it's too late. I'm sorry,
man. Yeah,
no. All right, I'm sure both of you have seen the videos and everything of Johnny visiting the children's hospital and...
Oh yeah, as Captain Jack
Sparrow.
Yeah.
A couple of the other things that he's done is one of his fans was in a car wreck, and she was in a coma.
Okay.
So he recorded his voice because he could not, he physically could not stay there.
Right.
And talk to her. So he recorded his voice, calling her name and asking her to wake up, and promising her that if she woke up that he would, he would come see her and. Just she had to come back and she had to be with her parents and she had to be with her, her siblings. And
right.
Just, I thought that was, the man did not have to do that. He took the time, it's just something special. And
I'm worried that these stories are going to give you like weird ideas.
No. No, I'm not going to fake a coma.
Okay,
I'm not going to jump off a cliff and like for real a coma either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, it's like,
But then on the lighter side of things, a little girl, a little second grade girl, wrote him a fan letter. And in the letter, she asked him if he would help her plan a mutiny against her teacher and the staff of the school.
Mm.
So unbeknownst to the school, the teachers, or the kid, Captain Jack Sparrow shows up in full regalia, grabs her, pulls her out of class, and they go around and grab a couple of her other little friends, and they actually planned a mutiny and pulled a mutiny off in the middle of the school.
Wow.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. And he met a kid, what's with all the Jacks lately? I think this kid's name was Jack, too, actually. When he was filming Public Enemies... He met a kid named Jack Taylor in Wisconsin while they were filming, and the kid liked his hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fedora he wears in Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool hat.
Oh, the kid said he liked the hat, and Johnny told him, sure, hey, when we're done filming, when I'm done with the hat, I'll send it to you. Kid's
right.
Like, thanks, you're right, whatever. So, not only did he remember to send the hat, he also sent like this huge box of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory memorabilia and candy and movie props and just all kinds of stuff, and hand wrote him a note, telling him he hopes he enjoys everything, and it was great meeting him and blah blah blah. So that,
that's cool.
Another really cool thing. I can't imagine. I mean, if you're living in Wisconsin, you already know you're at the ass end of nowhere. Okay.
Absolutely. He's come all the way out here.
And
so to all of our listeners in Wisconsin.
Yeah, guys, I'm not dissing y'all. I love the open. And I love
you're the ass crack of nowhere.
Sometimes being in the ass crack of nowhere is good. But anyway, it's not the place you would expect to see, again, someone like Johnny. And of course, the kid's young enough that instead of him being, oh my gosh, he's like, oh damn, cool.
Stuff for kids. He likes it. He's done a couple of, I remember, it was kind of a big deal. My kids are, now, and, he did an episode. He provided the voice of the main character in this big two-part SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes! Yes, he was the surfer!
Yeah.
Yes! Yes, yes, I love that one.
So, Johnny Depp,
No, he
was full out, man. It was great.
Oh, totally.
He also did, it's not American Dad. Which one was it? He did a voiceover for another one of the cartoons. One that your kid likes to watch.
I don't know.
Family Guy, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, you know how scattered my mind gets. I think it was Family Guy. I could be
right.
Mistaken.
Yeah,
Family Guy.
You know, the show that your kids watch, I ran away was like, Family Guy.
Right.
Family Guy, yeah. All the kids love Family Guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And since we just got through the whole People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive BS, Johnny actually won that honor twice.
Yeah.
He won it in... He won it in 2003 at the age of 40 and 2009 at the age of 46.
I was off by a year both times.
And what's really funny is he earned his Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Uh-huh.
7 years before he ever got the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive. He got his Walk of Fame star when he was 33 years old.
Wow. Okay.
1999.
Yeah, I figured that would have been later in his career.
Yeah, you would think. But no, 1999.
Three. Wow.
Yeah. Because if you had asked me, I would have said, "Oh, he probably got it after he played, you know, in the first Pirates movie." But no. Now, that's before that. So, yeah.
And of course, you know, he's really good friends with Paul Bettany.
Yes.
He's good friends with Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
Who is also coming under fire recently, which we're not even going to go there. But yeah, Marilyn Manson was quoted as saying, you know, a guy can't even be called gay if he sleeps with Johnny Depp because it's Johnny fucking Depp. I was like, well then.
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Cannot argue with that logic. Not at all. And, of course, Paul Bettany has been in three movies with Johnny. Mordecai, Transcendence, and the original where the two met, The Tourist.
Yeah. You know, I always forget he was in Transcendence.
Is that not a fabulous movie? Oh, you just like Angelina.
That was a good movie.
He's not answering me.
It helps.
Who introduced you to the movie? Me?
You? Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fabulous movie, and I love the plot twist at the end.
Yeah.
Because all the way through, you're going, okay, maybe? No way. Well, maybe. No, can't be. Maybe. Well, maybe. No, fuck. This, no way.
Yeah.
$3 million in plastic surgery. Mm. And this is the best face you could come up with.
I forgot about this one. If I could throw it in, my dad, you know, I don't know, I was born in 1970.
Right.
And I grew up with a lot of like the 70s and 80s television or what have you. And my dad, we watched a lot of TV. Dad had me watch it. We were watching Carson and that sort of thing. But Dad always loved Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
there was a, and I had to look up the year and make sure I wasn't imagining it, but I wasn't, but there was a documentary that came out in 2014. It was called Don Rickles, One Night Only. And I mean, how he's still alive, Jesus, I don't know. But it was a whole lot of famous people, you know, roasting basically Don Rickles. And one of the roastees was Johnny Depp.
Yep.
Wow.
And basically he told the story of how he met him, and he was like, you know, I was kind of bracing myself because he insults everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, that's his shtick. He's like, and I was nervous the whole time, and he didn't. He was the nicest guy to me. He didn't have a mean thing to say to me.
Aww.
Which he said, which meant to me, Don must really fucking hate me.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. And frying his ass.
And he tore him a new ass.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp is in the audience doing the whole thing, you know, the prayer hands going, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. It was so vindicated. It was like, yes, John Rickles really likes me.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, Shay, him and Paul Bettany were horrible on the three movies that they did together for playing practical jokes.
Oh, interesting. I'll bet.
Oh, man. Paul made Johnny laugh on the set of Mordecai so hard. His fake mustache actually shot off of his face and landed 6 feet across the room.
Wow.
Mm. Gwyneth Paltrow, who plays Mordecai's wife in the movie, she admitted that between Paul Bettany and Johnny Depp, they literally made her pee her pants. She said the two of them together were so funny. Mm. But, he made...
I can't imagine what kind of joke, you know, and I'm sure they were. Don't get me wrong. And I know Paul Bettany's funny.
Johnny has a penchant for fart machines.
Yeah.
He's used them. He used them in Finding Neverland. The dinner scene where they're all sitting around the table with the mother and... Sir James Barry and his wife, right, along with the mother of the four children and her mother. And the kids are all giggling and laughing and playing with spoons with Johnny and stuff. And the two women are trying to talk. Well, he had placed a fart machine under the eldest lady's chair. So when you see the kids laughing and giggling, they're not laughing at the spoons. They're laughing at the fart noises that are coming out while these two women are trying to have a dignified conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely, and he made the comment when talking about the movie Mordecai, mm-hmm, he said, if it's not funny, don't blame me. He's like, it's all about timing. It's all timing. And the thing about it is, once you record and it gets to the editors, you know, they cut that split second out of that one scene.
Yeah.
And the whole joke shot. Not funny anymore. It's just kind of stupid.
Wow. So, Carrie, have you seen Mordecai?
Yeah, I haven't. That one was one that I didn't.
Well, I avoided seeing it in the theater because it looked stupid. But we did finally watch it, and I actually thought it was better than I expected.
It's entertaining. It is entertaining. It is still kind of stupid.
Yeah, now I'm not saying it's a good movie, but it's better than I expected.
Yes, there is actually a storyline and a plot.
Yeah, I think the worst decision they made, and I know they make it into a big joke, but they made a terrible, terrible decision in giving him that mustache.
That's the whole point.
Yes, and I know that, but they make fun of it within the movie.
Right.
But it is terribly distracting.
Well, the name of the movie is actually taken from a book. The name of the book that originated and started this whole thing is called Don't Point That Thing at Me.
Yeah, which is a reference to
the
mustache.
Which is a reference to the mustache.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys are pulling
the leg. No, I'm serious. Look it up.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Oh,
that
no, honey.
Like get, Johnny Depp story.
We will pull your leg quickly if we think we can get away with it. I just didn't think about it this time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the mustache is hideous.
The mustache is absolutely hideous. Yes. Yes, yes. That is agreed. And sorry, but the orangey blonde hair too. Wow, really a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is something cool. I think this is neat. There's a scientist discovered a new fossil. You know, new bone evidence, and named it, let me see if I can get this right, Kootenaincella Deppi.
Deppi.
Deppi. It is named after Johnny Depp because he said when you put the whole skeleton together, it looked like Edward Scissorhands.
Huh. Okay.
So Johnny now has a fossil named after him. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. Oh, videos. I know you guys know a few videos that Johnny's been in, right?
Well, I know he was in that one with Tom Petty back in the 90s.
Right. Great Wide Open.
Right.
And, of course, you know, mine and, you know, most living, breathing females and males' favorite video, Marilyn Manson's Kill for Me.
Yeah, which is really good.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So nice.
It's very sexy.
Mm-hmm. He's also in another Manson video called Say 10.
Yeah.
S-A-Y-1-0, Say 10. But did you know he also did a couple of videos for Paul McCartney? He did, he was in a Johnny Cash video.
Wow.
The Lemonheads, he actually was in one of their videos. Shane McGowan and the Popes was in one of those. Just all kinds. He's just been everywhere. The man is... Ah, give it up. We all know it. The man is just frigging incredible.
All the mediums, yes,
he is. And we just can't wait. All right, we are actually... Once again, I told you guys I could talk about that all day long, and I just proved it. So, guys, it's about that time again. Remember, catch us up. If you hear something that's wrong, if you hear false information, you know, if we didn't include something you think we should have, if there's something you want to hear that we didn't do, let us know at yahoo.com.
Yes.
We also have a Facebook page under Jen. J-E-N-N Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And we have an Instagram page, which is, funnily enough, Deppheads and Hillstoners. So, you know, contact us any which way you want to. We'll be right here waiting on you. Yep. We got anything planned for next week?
So next week is another Tom Hiddleston week.
Next week is a Hiddleston week. And I'm kind of vacillating. I want to do Night Manager.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's several other really good roles. You've got High Rise, you've got...
Have we already talked about High Rise?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we did Only Lovers Left Alive. We hadn't done High Rise.
We just talked about High Rise briefly. Okay.
Right, when we had to, because if we mention Tom Hiddleston, we have to mention the award-winning Hiddlebum.
Yes.
So...
Yeah. And he is naked a lot in High Rise.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. This is how you can tell God is a woman.
Excellent.
Oh, yes.
So, Night Manager next week?
Like I said, I'm on the fence. I'm thinking about doing Night Manager, but the thing about it is, Night Manager is a six-part series. It's 6 hours worth of action. So, if we're going to do Night Manager, we're probably going to have to break it up into two parts. It's probably gonna have to be two different weeks. Otherwise there's so much in it. Carrie, like you and I were talking about the other day, him telling I can't call his name, his character's name in Night Manager. But
Andrew.
But yeah, House. Here we go. House telling Loki.
Don't you worry.
House telling Loki that You know, if Loki looked twice at his wife, he'd kill her, not him. He wasn't coming after Tom. No, he's going to kill his own wife.
they weren't nice to her in that series.
Oh, no, not at all. But that's all right. She got hers back.
She did.
She did. She very much so did. She turned amateur spy and really helped blow up the whole thing. It was great.
Yeah.
All right. Carrie, hang tight. I want to holler at you before you go.
All right.
Okay, guys. I think that's going to wrap it up for us. Barry, anything to say?
No.
Alrighty then.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Have a great week. See you next.